This is VOA News via remote. I'm Paul Bowman. Flash floods hit southern Germany on Sunday, killing at least one person, turning roads into rivers, and adding to the flooding devastation that has claimed the lives of more than 180 people across Europe in recent days. A district of Bavaria bordering Austria became the latest region to be hit by record rainfall and floods. Sunday's deaths brought Germany's death toll to 157 in its worst natural disaster in almost six decades, and the European toll rose to 188. About 110 people have been killed in the worst-hit Ahrweiler district south of Cologne. The European floods began on Wednesday and have hit Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Austria. In Belgium, which will hold a national day of mourning on Tuesday, water levels were falling on Sunday, and the cleanup operation was underway. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak said Sunday that Russia will raise its oil output in the second half of the year, thanks to the new deal agreed by the OPEC Plus group of leading oil-producing countries to increase their total production. Novak said Russia will start increasing oil output monthly by 100,000 barrels per day from this August and reach pre-crisis levels of production in May of 2022. OPEC Plus agreed Sunday to further ease oil supply cuts from August and to extend an overall supply management pact until the end of 2022. Domestic flights to and from Bangkok and other provinces classified by the Thai government as high risk from COVID-19 will be suspended starting July 21st, the Civil Aviation Authority of Thailand said on